Pope Benedict XVI is currently speaking to thousands of young people from the Diocese of Rome in St. Peter's Basilica. They are taking part in a special penitential service in preparation for World Youth Day, which is marked in dioceses across the globe each Palm Sunday. In his Angelus last week, the Holy Father urged young people to use this time of spiritual preparation ahead of this summer's global gathering of Catholic youth in Sydney, Australia. And finally, this evening, Pope Benedict XVI addressed bishops from the Caribbean nation of Haiti today. Emer McCarthy reports.
The poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, Haiti has been plagued by political violence for most of its history. The Holy Father began his address to the nation's bishops Thursday with an appeal for solidarity and reconciliation.
Votre pays a connu des heures douloureuses que l'Église vit avec attention.
Your country has known painful times, he said, which the Church has watched with increasing attention. Divisions, injustices, poverty, famine, all a source of deep concern for your people. I ask the Lord to fill the hearts of Haitians, above all those in positions of responsibility, with the courage to promote reconciliation and change, so the island's inhabitants may know a dignified life and reap the benefits of the land in an atmosphere of solidarity.
Parmi les soucis présentés dans vos rapports quinquennaux,
the Pope then turned to the bishop's five-yearly report, which during the course of the week the prelates had presented to the Holy Father. Chief among the concerns, noted Pope Benedict XVI, was the progressive loss of the sense of marriage and the family. Family has been seriously destabilized by the current crisis, he said, as well as attempts to place it on a level with other forms of union. The Pope said that the Church must help society protect and develop the family because it is in the family that the true nature of man is formed and relationship skills learned. In this respect, he said, youth formation is essential. The Holy Father encouraged the bishops to emphasize education. He pointed out the important role of the Catholic schools and colleges, which are appreciated by authorities and the population. These institutions, along with the priceless collaboration of priests as pastors in the community, must accompany the future generation of Haitians in their human, moral and spiritual formation, he said. In this regard, the Pope pointed to the encyclical Fide Donum and invited the bishops of Haiti to welcome the support of churches from other nations who have experienced educators available to accompany the Church in Haiti at this crucial turning point in the country's history. Pope Benedict XVI emphasized the future of the Church in Haiti depends upon this.
Faites savoir aux jeunes Haïtiens que le pape a confiance en eux.
Concluding, the Holy Father asked the bishops to carry a message from him to all of the young men and women of Haiti. Tell them, he said, the Pope has confidence in them. Tell them that the Pope knows their generosity and understands their desire to rebuild their lives. Tell them, he said, that they are a source of joy for the Pope. Any country which wants to progress, he concluded, any church that wants to become more dynamic must concentrate all of their efforts on the young. I'm Emer McCarthy.